This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So there was a lot for Jay Powell and the Fed to like about today's jobs report. The economy is adding jobs, but more slowly. People are coming back to the labor force looking for and finding jobs, as Heather was talking about. And do not sleep on wages. The growth in paychecks, average hourly earnings is the technical term, slowed from 4.8% year over year in November to 4.6% in December. Peak wage growth, for some context here, 5.6% annually, and that was last March. Now, that is good news if the thing you are worried about, oh, hello, Jay Powell, is inflation and you want to cool off the labor market. Slower wage growth isn't all that great, though, if you are the one getting the wages. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In the past year, wage growth has been hot, with average hourly earnings at times rising twice as fast as before the pandemic. Aaron Tarasas at jobsite Glassdoor says for the Fed, this jobs report is welcome news.
Slowing wage growth was without a doubt the silver lining of this report for inflation talks. The fact that it came down to the slowest pace we've seen since August 2021, when the labor market really started to take off, that is certainly a hopeful sign.
Folks who work in HR and recruitment definitely see the labor market pot coming off the boil to more like a steady simmer. Jim McCoy at the Manpower Group says with more workers flowing back into the labor force, companies don't have to poach from their competitors as much.
Easing pressure on employers to increase wages to attract employees from other employers.
He says there's also less pressure on the employee side to demand higher wages because gas prices are down and people aren't commuting as much.
Taking a little bit of the pressure off employees necessarily needing outsized pay raises to keep pace with overall inflation.
Yeah, but that overall inflation, it's still pretty high.
Inflation was roughly 7.1% over the year.
Sania Khan is chief economist at the recruitment technology firm Eightfold HI.
We saw wages grow roughly 4.6%. So although the dollar amount has been increasing on their paychecks, we're still seeing a decline in their real wages.
It is not good for workers, and it is not good for the economy.
Michael Mitchell is with the advocacy group Groundwork Collaborative. He says the Fed's efforts to cool the labor market will hit low-wage workers the hardest, as their pay has been going up the most. He argues the Fed should pause its rate hikes for now before they push unemployment higher and drag down workers' purchasing power. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.